Okay, and we're on. Welcome to the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, and today I have MK Williams. And this is kind of crazy, but we just recorded a podcast episode for my Audio for Authors podcast, because if you happen to be an author and you are interested in if you're interested in selling more audiobooks, the library is kind of a secret weapon. And MK is so knowledgeable about libraries and audiobooks at libraries. And we were just talking about that. We had a really great chat. But what really sort of had me thinking about her was she's an action taker. And I was looking at her bio, and we have known each other minutes now. We go way back. But I was checking out what she's done and her work she's done, and she's now recording her own audiobooks. And I'm like, wow, you are a go-getter. You are a productivity machine. You're just making it happen. And I don't know if this sounds mean or whatever, but I don't see that all that often. I get more like, Bradley, why, how are you so productive? How did you get all this done? What are you doing? I'm like, I wake up early and I do it. And so I just wanted to have her on to talk about what sparks her, what gets her going, why is she the action taker productivity machine that she is. And then if you had MK, and I know I'm sitting here talking with you on the phone the whole time and I haven't even introduced you yet, so I'm going to let you do that. But what was a point when did it change for you? Did you become more of an action taker, go-getter, and did you not used to be? And with that, I'm going to let you talk and I'm going to stop my rambling, because I want this to be a discussion, not a monologue here. So thanks for being on, MK. And I'm leaving it over to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be here. And I am MK Williams. Hello. I am the author of 5 books, and I am also an independent publisher. So I help aspiring authors who are looking to get their book out and self-publish it to learn the ins and outs of self-publishing and make that a reality. And I would say, I think I've always been a go-getter. You know, I was an only child. So I had a lot of time to be creative, which has worked out well for writing books. I've had a lot of time to just really focus on my studies. And I think I was barking up the wrong tree for a while. I was really focused on, I got to get the best grades, got to go to the best school, got to get the best job. And I found that I still wanted to write. I wanted to be an author, and that dream just seemed too impossible. You know, everywhere you look, you just hear it's a difficult process. There are so many barriers in the way of making that dream a reality. And I was really dedicated. I was like, no, I'm a go-getter. I'm going to make this happen. And I had some interactions with traditionally published authors that were just kind of horrible. You know, I went to an event at a local library, and there was a local author, and I said, oh, this is so great. We can talk books and we can be friends, and maybe she can give me some advice. And, you know, what can I do to support her? And she just looked at me like, what could you possibly have to say? And I was like, excuse you. So I think that's what turned me from, okay, I want to go the traditional route, to, you know what, I don't want to be involved with people like that. I'm going to go the self-publishing route. And you know what? The community here is amazing. Everybody wants to help each other out, because everybody understands people will read more than one book in their life. Yeah. You know, your fellow authors aren't your competition. They're your colleagues. They're going to be the ones that give you the advice of, hey, are you in the library? That's a good opportunity for you. Or, hey, you know, there's this event going on. So I think aligning with the right passion and the right community has really accelerated my go-getterness. You know, I have the right support. I have the right projects that I'm working on, and it's all just aligned really beautifully to help me to create so much. And now turning around and helping others, helping the people behind me who are looking to get started, and bring them up, help them up the ladder.
But I think that it's like infectious, you know? I mean, if other people help you along the way, you want to help other people along the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were just talking about 20 books, you know, 20 books to 50K. Is it 30,000 plus author Facebook group? That is, so Craig Martell, the co-founder of it, his mantra is, a rising tide lifts all boats. And they're so giving. They're so generous. I mean, the conference in Las Vegas, I don't remember what it costs, but it's a few $100. And it's basically covering the cost of the room rentals and stuff. But they're all about giving. And that's what I mean, I think in hearing what you're doing, and now you're helping other writers, and you, I mean, you and I, we just talked about audiobook stuff, whereas you and I have overlapping services we provide. But as I even said to you, I said, you know, we have overlapping services that provide, but that's okay.
Yeah.
No, well, yeah. Different people will be attracted to different people. And I, that's what I believe about books as well, is that I can write the same book, well, not the same book, but I can write a book about, I don't know, deers. And there's other, well, there's already a book about deers. So yeah, but this is my book. This is my version. And that's why I'm going to resonate with the people I resonate with. And your book on deers is going to resonate with those people. And that's all good. And so we can still, coexist and even cooperate. And maybe that's what has helped you. Because I think people get, they get burned out, or they get tired, or I don't know, they're hitting their head against a wall. But it sounds like that's one thing that's helped you, you know, because I keep calling you such an action taker and productivity and stuff. But maybe that's what's helped you is having that sort of cooperative atmosphere of the independent publishing and independent writers world that enables that and even like promotes it.
Absolutely. And yeah, for the first few books I did, I mean, I was just failing my way through it, right? You know, I would say, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I can't do that. Okay, how do I fix this? How do I make sure this happens? And, you know, for so long, being that overachiever, I was afraid to A, admit I didn't know what I was doing, and B, ask for help. And I think overcoming that fear of asking for help was super eye-opening for multiple reasons. A, because I got the help I needed and the information that I needed for my books. And two, I was able to connect with other authors and say like, yeah, this is my second book, but I still don't know how to do this. How do I do this? Yeah. And people are like, oh yeah, no, I'm on my fifth book and I'm still figuring it out. You know, right. Let's talk about things. And I think that's so helpful just to know that we're all works in progress, right? We call our books our work in progress, but we are all as individuals, as authors, works in progress, right? If I look back on my first book, I love it. It's my first baby. It'll always be special to me. But I look back and I think I did everything, you know, I could have done it better. And so now when I'm turning around and I'm helping other authors and they're like, let's try this. And I'm like, here's all the reasons we're not going to do that. We're going to do something else. It's going to be better. But to be able to explain to them, like, don't make the costly mistakes that I made. And I mean, costly in terms of time and energy mistakes that I made here. I can tell you what I didn't know. And that's okay, because I've learned now. And now you're going to learn, and it's going to be that much better for you. So I think it's a very harmonious community that we're part of, where people want to help each other. People want to ask the questions. And at the end of the day, there's more books to read. And as a book nerd, I love that.
Yeah. You know, you said, so I warned you that I have all these books coming out and they have these one word verbs. And you said, getting over the fear of asking. Mm-hmm. And the third book in the series for me is called Ask. And it took me forever to get over that fear of asking. But I think that it's such a biggie. I mean, you just mentioned many of them, you know, oh, what if I do it wrong? Oh, it's going to flop. Oh, I don't know enough. But then you dared to ask. And I think that's a big step. And maybe that's another, I don't know, one of your tactics or secrets to getting ahead is not being, or no longer being afraid to ask, as you said you were afraid to. I think we're all afraid to ask in some way. There's so many wrong, you know, there's so many chances for bad answers. Oh no.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that I want aspiring authors to come away with, is it just starts with asking the questions. And you can ask Google first. That's okay. But you know, just get started, ask the questions of, all right, well, I want to publish my book. How do I do that? What's the process? Ooh, how much is this going to cost? How much time is this going to take? Start to ask those questions, and start to ask other people. I mean, obviously you can find so much on the internet, right. And that's why I'm trying to put information out there to say, if you don't want to read through 10 blog posts and you just want somebody to give you a 2-minute answer to your question, boom, that's what I'm going to do for you, because time is precious when you have these goals and you're writing a book. So you want that succinct answer. So ask, and find the answer that resonates with you. You know, to your point, the way I explain something about Findaway Voices, I'm probably going to say the same exact thing that you're going to say about them, because there are so many facts about how the platform works and who they connect to and how it benefits authors. But it's the way we explain the benefits. It's the way that we connect with the audience. You know, we could be giving the same exact answer in slightly different words, and it's going to resonate with different people. So that's why ask the question, do the research, and find the people that resonate with you and stick with it, because there are so many people in this community. We do want to help each other. And I think people will find that across any pursuit that they have. You know, maybe it's not writing a book. Maybe it's running a marathon. Well, you know what? Runners are a great community. You can ask, what kind of shoe do I need? Or, hey, I have this throbbing pain in my shin. What do I do about that? It really hurts every time I walk now. Yeah. How can I get past this? And so there's so many different pursuits or goals that people have. And yes, you know, you have to write your goal. You have to name it and put it on the calendar, but you have to just start asking questions to figure out how to do it, because there's always a process for these big goals. And the first step is always asking.
And you said a couple of things, because you said ask, you could ask Google, and that's one thing, that's great. But then you said ask someone else. And I think that's the scary part, because it's not scary to ask Google. I can ask Google and I get the answer. Mm-hmm. Okay. But no. Then asking, I mean, like, look at you and me, like we even go further back. I mean, it's almost been an hour. I mean,
yeah, it's a long time.
It is.
Go way back.
I know. So good. But had you, so we found each other through sort of this podcast type thing, but you asked the question. You dared to put yourself out there to ask about one of my podcasts. And who knows? And maybe the answer is no. But that's mm-hmm. the worst that can happen, right? Maybe somebody mm-hmm. says no. You say, oh, okay. You try something else. But that is so daring from you. And I do the same thing. Not like, I mean, I'm asking as well. But that's, I think, a big step that so many of us don't take, because we're scared of the answer. And I hope that it's coming across that you and I have just admitted we were absolutely terrified of asking. It's just, I think it's like a muscle that you can work on and get better at. Mm-hmm. That fear of the answer, because of course the fear isn't really in the asking. The fear is in the answer, I think, but yeah. It's scary enough to ask, and you're just like run. Maybe you're daring enough to ask a question, but you're going to run away before the answer comes. But yeah. I think that you never know. And look, you and I have now recorded 2 podcast episodes. I just asked you to come back in 6 months because you know so much about library and audiobooks and stuff. I mean, Had you not asked, this would have never happened. And we wouldn't have, you know, gone back in our friendship history a whole hour.
Exactly. And I think it's that inquisitiveness that makes us successful writers. But I think it's that inquisitiveness that makes life exciting, right? You know, if you're just passing through life and not observing, you know, ask those questions, because you're going to learn and you're going to discover more. And I heard a quote one time that if you're not getting answers, that you need to ask better questions. Oh, good. So asking is not only a skill to be able to overcome our fears, to accomplish our goals. It's just needed for basic understanding through life. Is if you're not getting the answers you want, you need to ask better questions. And I think that's something that can be applied to anybody across any field or any goal that they have.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm going to give away a secret of one way. So I have a lot of books coming out in 2020. And as I mentioned, they're one word verbs, right? And one of them is ask and another one is dare. And here's a secret for nonfiction book authors out there. I want to not have these books be Bradley Charbonneau's, you know, version of whatever life, right? Here, Bradley Charbonneau's answers, Bradley Charbonneau's story, you know, sure. It's the common thread throughout, but look what MK here has just enlightened us with her ideas of asking. And so for me, that is worth a chapter in my ask book. And how did all this happen? Because she started, it's even beautiful because she even started with the ask. No. And so I think that it's a scary thing, but it's something we can learn and get better at. And as she said, and as, wow, you just said, talking about if maybe you're not, you got to ask better questions. That's like taking it to a level. Like, okay, you're not scared of asking anymore. Now you're thinking about even asking better questions. So that is, wow. Thank you for this. This is really good.
Yeah, this has been a great conversation. And I really hope that whoever's listening comes away with the inspiration that they can do this too. And it really is as simple as just that, those first little steps and those first questions.
Yeah. Okay. I want to keep this short, but I think we have covered the ask topic. And this is why I love this stuff, because I originally thought we were going to talk about dare, because I think you're daring and you dare to do stuff. But here we are. We turned it around, or you turned it around, and we turned it into ask. And that's fun. And so, but by the way, dear listeners, I get the question, like, I mean, everybody has this question, but like, what do you do for fun? Honestly, I love doing this. I love talking to people who are curious and who are daring, who dare to ask. And that's, I mean, you just said that's what is like the spice of life, is that curiosity and daring to ask the questions. I mean, like, it's the difference between my two kids right now. I have a 14-year-old boy and a 16-year-old boy. And my 14-year-old, he's so curious. And he will just bombard you with questions all the time. You're like, stop. And my 16-year-old is such in like the puberty stage of 16-year-old teenage nightmare, where it's like one word answers. You know, he doesn't even have questions. He just has like one word answers, like yes, no, I don't know. I guess that was three words. But guess who's more fun to talk to at the moment? You know, sorry, older son. But you know, the one who's curious and the one who's asking the question. So it can be fun. You can be the fun kid, or you can be the one also who's getting things done because you are daring to ask. Wow. Yep. Thank you, MK, for being on Repossible Podcast. I think you and I should talk again, and we should pick another topic that we stick or don't stick to.
Absolutely.
It's been really great talking with you, and thanks so much for being on.
Yeah, this has been great. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
And one last thing is, if people want to know more about your books, or you also provide some services to authors and stuff, where can people find you?
Yes, I am everywhere online at one, MK Williams. So my website is 1mkwilliams.com. I'm on Instagram and Twitter and all of social media as 1mk Williams. And there you can find links to my books and my self-publishing services and everything there is to know.
Everything there is to know. There you go. You heard it right here.
There you go.
Now you know where to go. Wow. Thanks very much for being on. And I look forward to talking with you again soon. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Bye.
Bye.